Welcome to In Shane and the Membrane. Ken's pointing at me, so I guess it's time to start talking. Welcome to the first ever edition of In Shane and the Membrane. I'm your host, Shane, no last name. Let's just start with that. We'll go with rules. Rule number one, no last names. No last names in case somebody wants to track us down for fame, for money, for killer reasons. Who knows? Whatever. People are crazy, right? So, no last names. Number two, no politics. No politics. I don't do that. Maybe no religion. I don't know. We'll see. We'll play that one by ear. Maybe later, depending on what my public cries out for or what I feel like talking about. But anyway, that's it so far. Anywho, so the point of this podcast, you may ask yourself, maybe you're listening for the first time thinking, why am I wasting my time listening to this? I don't know. That's a good question. First of all, you should be doing something more productive with your time. But if you're not, then the point of it is to chronicle my life and personality and thoughts so that someday in the future, that's how chronicles work. You do it so that at some point in the future, maybe I want to listen to it to make fun of myself, or my kids do to make fun of me, or my grandkids to make fun of me, because basically we do everything so that we can hopefully make fun of that person. So that's why I'm doing this, mainly for that reason. So here's to hoping that actually happens. Number two reason is I'm going to shout out and say a lot of things to people in my life. Maybe I don't say it to their face at times, and I say it in this format. Usually positive, hopefully mainly positive, maybe some negative if I feel like it's a negative positive. It's hard to describe that, but it's possible. So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what the future holds. But anyway, so welcome. Today, for archival purposes, today is October 25th, 2021. And we're still in the age of COVID. I'd like to think at some point I'm going to listen to this in the future. Hopefully 5 years, but probably more like 20 years, or maybe my grandkids listening at 50. And it'd be the age of COVID. What does he mean by that? You know, because I'd like to think at some point we're going to get past this. But COVID-19, it's a disease, apparently. And that's more political. I'm teasing with the apparently, by the way.
It's, virus.
Yeah, a virus. Thank you, Ken. He's going to correct me. I need a lot of corrections, so he's going to jump in and correct me at times. And it's got everyone crazy, and, you know, it's bad. You know, all the way around, that's all I'm going to say about that. It's pretty bad, and we're still in the age of it, although I'm really tired of it, to be honest. It's going on, a year and a half? 2 years almost, maybe. No, year and a half. This is March of 2020 is really when it started here in the United States. That's when that NBA game, the Thunder against the
Jazz.
The Jazz, thank you.
Rudy
Gobert had it and was being funny, and he like rubbed all the mics, and I thought that was funny. I still think, for the record, I still think that's funny. Rudy Gobert, if you ever listen to this, you got a bad rap on that, bro, because I think that's funny. But anyway, and you didn't understand at the time really what you were doing. You thought it was funny, so I give you that. Anyway, anywho, and they canceled that game, and then, you know, the rest is somewhat history in that. Shut the economy down for a few months, and we're still recovering from everything, and still very much in the age of COVID, and that it is still being passed around. Although they got the vaccine at this point in time, and it's doing good things, not really curing it like I thought it would, but it's lessening the number of people hospitalized. Blah blah blah. Anyway, I'm not gonna talk too much. That's political. I think that falls under political, so we're not gonna talk too much about that. Anywho, all right. So here's what I'm gonna do. How's our time look? We're not even 5 minutes in. See, not even 5 minutes in. So my intent here is to post this podcast a couple times a month. Okay, a couple times a month, no more than that. Hopefully, I can stick to that. Depends on if Ken lets me over to his house. So we're over at Ken's house in his man cave. What would you call this room, Ken?
Golden Ladle Productions.
Oh, that's we're at the headquarters of Golden Ladle Productions. Yeah, it's super fancy. I can't even describe how fancy it is, but it's pretty great. We've got a couple guitars on the wall. That's all I'll say about that. So thanks, Ken, by the way, for having me out and allowing me to do this. We'll see if he keeps allowing me to do it. We'll see, because this may come to an abrupt end and you may just see no more of the podcast. And you're thinking, is Shane dead? Hopefully not. Probably not. It's just Ken got tired of him coming over and I couldn't afford the studio rates. Is that what you would call it? Studio?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I'm not in the business, as they say, so I wouldn't know. So a couple times a month, I'm going to keep it, you know, relatively short. The podcast I listen to, for instance, This American Life is one of my favorites. Now it's a little abnormal, and that's usually an hour plus on episodes. I love This American Life. Great storytelling. But most of the ones I listen to are more quick hitters. 20 to 30 minutes is usually pretty good. People start losing focus after that. And in fairness to This American Life, they usually do like three or four acts, as they call them, that are like, wow, oh, I didn't catch it. We're watching the Monday Night Football. It's okay. It's my podcast. I can do what I want. We're also watching Monday Night Football between the Seahawks and Saints, New Orleans Saints. I'll give you a little reference. So, yeah, we're going to keep it pretty short. I mean, relatively short, 20 to 30 minutes, like I said. And I'm just going to talk about things I want to talk about. I'm going to hopefully have some special guests on occasion, friends of mine that I value their opinions and I want them to share. So far, no one's been too excited about my invitation to be interviewed. I don't have a lot of takers for some reason. Oh, Ken, here we go. You're lying right now because, number one, you said you wouldn't even listen to it. Yet here you are actually sitting here actively participating in it. Okay, so now you say you want to be like a co-host, perhaps, or certainly a guest.
For the record, I said I would not subscribe to the podcast.
Wow, you're going to be on a podcast, but you're not going to subscribe to it.
I'll think about it.
Wow. Okay.
I will have to edit this. So,
yeah, no, so. No. You're going to edit all of them?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. This is my podcast.
Yeah, it's my equipment.
Oh my God. I didn't know about all this beforehand, but the studio rates are reasonable.
Yes, they are.
In that I pay him with friendship. So it's a pretty low bar he set, and I appreciate that. He's doing something inappropriate right now. But this is a family podcast. So I'm not gonna expand. So anywho, 20, 30 minutes, and I'm just going to talk about whatever I want to talk about. I mean, that's the bottom line. And you may not want to hear it. And if you don't, it's very simple. You can stop listening at any time. It's a free country. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe you're listening to this somewhere else in the world that's not a free country.
Absolutely.
They could be. And I feel for you if that's the case. But if you're in the United States, which probably most of my listeners will be, all five of them, it's free country. So just turn it off. Just turn it off. If you disagree with me, if you're tired of listening, if it's not entertaining, turn it off. Do something more productive. Go for a walk, you know, if it's nice out. So there you go. I'm not doing anything, not holding the gun to your head. You can do whatever you want. But hopefully you find it somewhat entertaining and or you agree with it or disagree with it. As my pastor says, although I said I wouldn't talk about religion, this isn't really religion. My pastor frequently says, Pastor John, shout out, Pastor John, frequently says disagreeing Christianly. I like that a lot.
He may not want to be a part of this podcast, though.
He may not, but I didn't use his last name.
Okay, fair enough.
So it's okay. That's all. I'm not going to give anything else. I'm just saying he uses that term. Do you like that term, disagreeing Christianly, Ken?
Yes.
Wow. He's a great color man. Okay. Anywho, so maybe you don't like it, but you can disagree Christianly, as he describes.
Since you brought it up.
Okay. Since I did bring it up. Now you're gonna participate here. Okay. Hey.
It takes two people, though, to disagree Christianly. And I think, at least my experience, because I don't mind debate and I don't mind arguing with people.
Okay.
And I think the people I talk to sometimes have a hard time separating that out, where they may take offense where none is intended, when I'm just debating to get to the bottom of a topic or to educate myself or even challenge myself or the other person. But okay. I think especially in the world we're in today, that doesn't come off like we intend it sometimes.
No, I agree with you. You're smart. people that don't know Ken, he is smart, even though you wouldn't know it from looking at him. So I give a lot of value to what you're saying. But in this case, what I'm saying is, it's messing up on us, isn't it?
We don't know.
We don't know. You may have to edit that out. We'll see. So you're just going to hope that everything's fine, right?
Well, that's why we're doing it.
I know it is why we're doing it, but I don't want to talk a whole another 30 minutes.
Well, we may have to.
No, we're not going to. You can piece this together. It's like it goes fine.
Like I pieced your mama together last night, Trebek.
That's a good answer. Although you keep that in. You keep it whatever you want to keep in, okay? I swear to you, keep it in. It's just like skipping around now. Are you sure it's okay?
I have no idea.
All right, screw it. We'll keep going. I'm 11 minutes in, so I only got like another 10 minutes. So anyway, my point is maybe you disagree with what I have to say. But hopefully you'll give it some value and some thought, and maybe it doesn't change your mind, but I appreciate that you listen and give it some thought, and that's all I'm really going to say there. So anywho, today I got a lot of topics to talk about. I got a little list. I got an iPhone now. That's also good. It's an iPhone XR, which I guess Apple's cute way of saying 10. Apple thinks they're better than everybody and every other company out there, mainly because they have more money than every company out there. And that doesn't give you the right to think you're better. But anywho, I'm an Android guy, but my friends, mainly Jeff, shout out, forced me to use this iPhone. And anyway, it's got a little timer on it. It's telling me it's 12 minutes. And see, I'm going to lose track of thought at times too. And then where was I going with the iPhone thing? Oh, I made a list on it. I used the Notes app on my iPhone, and I made a list, and I got like 10 things on there already.
So basically you're saying $1,000 piece of machinery to do what piece of paper and a pencil
it's
do.
A tip calculator.
Yes.
That's an old school reference there. If you don't get it, I'm not going to explain it to you, but I hope you get it. It's a tip calculator. It's exactly what it is.
Gen Z does not. They don't tip.
They won't. They won't tip at all. Let's face it. If you're listening to this, you're going to get it, I would think.
Yes.
Although Ann and Roger probably won't. It's a Seinfeld reference, guys. I'll tell them that because they said they were going to listen. So it's a Seinfeld reference. Look, Google it. It's a great episode. Anyway.
It's pretty depressing. The only two listeners are your parents-in-law. Like your own mother. No. She's a no.
Listen.
She was a no. His sisters are no, maybe.
But I talked to her today. I was helping him buy a car today. Okay. Mm-hmm. Long story there. We can save it for another time. It's not that long, but we'll save it for another time. But she said today that she was going to listen to it. She wants to know as soon as it posts, and she was going to listen to it. I'm like, okay. So
well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're the number one son-in-law.
One of one. I'm one of one. I'll tell you that.
That's 1,000.
I'm first and last place in the son-in-law category for them. So anywho, I got about 10 things to talk about, and I'm going to talk about different things and whatever, but it's just whatever mood I'm in that day, whatever mood Ken's in. Probably I asked him how his day went. He said not good, and but then I was like, what's the problem? And he said, I don't want to talk about it. And what I think, here's my theory, everybody. What I think is he had a bad burrito, okay, and it sat wrong on him, and you know, when you're traveling for a living and you have a bad burrito, it can ruin your whole day. And I think that's what happened to him. That's a Roy D. Mercer.
For the record, I can honestly say over the last probably 2 to 3 years, I may have had 2 burritos. And I did not have one today.
I know. I was inferring from what you were telling me.
I think I had Arby's.
Well, that can mess you up, too.
Kind of choked on it.
Randa, no joke, Randa, that's my wife, no last names, and Colby, they can't eat Arby fries because they do something to them. I love their fries.
The fries are pretty good, yeah.
But they, seriously, whatever they cook them in,
curly fries,
it messes them up. And
it's called grease.
We never, I think the other fast food places also cook in grease.
They do.
Okay, but they don't have the same effect on them. Whatever, anyway. But he didn't want to talk about that. You know, and I'm interested in Kenny's my friend. I wanted to talk about his life, what's going on. He said no, he didn't want to talk about it.
Saving it for my podcast that will have many subscribers.
Okay. Okay. Whatever. Whatever. So, anywho, today I'm going to talk about, let's see, what time we got? I got, oh, my phone. And then sometimes my
what
face.
What Shane does not realize is that I may edit this, and so the time references really don't mean
keep
anything.
That in. Keep that. Even keep that in. This is gold, Jerry. It's gold. So, I'm going to tell, I'm on 15 minutes. I'm going to tell a story. I think it's a pretty interesting social experiment kind of type of story. So, my friend Jeff, that's how I'm gonna start everything. If Angel, if you ever listen, that's my sister. Shout out. It's like my dad's, he always used to reference people like it's his friend. Like he said, my friend Carl Stone. And I'm like, Dad, we know Carl Stone is your friend.
You said no last names.
Wow, I did it. Well, that
first episode.
I honestly don't even think he's alive anymore, to be real. I hope you are, Carl.
Your dad or Carl Stone?
Carl Stone. My dad's not. And it's not sad, but we don't want to get there. So he would always preface his friends by saying, my friend, and then his name. And I'm like, Dad, we know. Is it like, are you going to fall out of friends with him, and then you're just going to start saying Carl? And if you do that, then we're going to know, oh, crap, you know, that relationship has gone sour. And now it's not his friend, Carl Stone. It's just Carl. But my friend Jeff, now I'm going to say it that way because I need a preface. And if I someday, maybe I just start saying Jeff. Maybe there's a problem there. But anyway, we went down to South Texas. I'm not going to get more specific than that. We're in Oklahoma.
Houston. Houston means that I'm
technically it wasn't, just so you know.
Katy, Texas.
Okay.
Katy, Texas means the last day of the tour.
We're getting a little too specific now, but yeah, fine, whatever. South Texas, it doesn't matter. Ken's from South Texas too, but he's a country boy, not a city boy like me. Anywho, we drive down there. Now, when you're going down to Texas, if once again, it's October 25th, 2021, for the past, I want to say three months, probably several months during the summer. It's really annoying, but the I-35 going south, it has been narrowed to one lane at not one, but two different points between where we are in mid Oklahoma. Like people can't figure that out. And Texas. Now here's the fun part of the story. So Oklahomans, I hope Texans listen to this. I really do. Oklahomans on the whole are nicer than Texans. Okay. That's a fact. And here I'm going to give you why I know that and how I know that. Because when we Oklahomans, I'm going to consider myself, we see signs that say a lane of traffic is merging, is ending, and it needs to merge into the other lane. We immediately get over, most of us, I'm not going to say all, there's a few jerks, and I'd like to think those jerks are people who used to live in Texas, which I did too. We immediately get over, and we form a very long line, and we're very nice about not trying to skip the line, if you will, getting up to the front, you know, going all the way up to the point of merge and then jumping in. We're very good about that, very good, to a fault, I would say, but we're very good, and I'm usually pretty good about that too. So anyway, going to Texas, couple points, and it's I-35 is very well traveled, so there's a lot of traffic on it. So what Oklahoma has done, now I think they've discovered that the zipper method is better. And the zipper method is simply two lines of keep all lanes of traffic open until the merge point, and then merge only at the merge point. Because the earlier you merge, the longer you're down to less number of lanes. So if it's two lanes down to one, then you've just got one. If you got 4 miles of one lane versus, you know, half a mile of where the actual construction is, then that's inefficient. So what's Oklahoma do? They put up signs. And I mean, when I say signs, I'm not kidding. I think there were 10 that I counted. Those big light signs, you know, they're orange. You're sitting out there and they flash letters on them and whatnot. That said, use both lanes. Use both lanes. That's what they keep. Use both lanes. And I'm like, oh, cool. Use both lanes. Well, I should use both. I don't even know what lane's merging at this point. I could assume left, but I don't know. It doesn't say left. So I say, hey, let's just stay in the left lane and we'll see what happens. And then a little bit down the road, like 2 miles before the merge point, it said, use both lanes, use both lanes. I'm like, okay, cool. And then like a mile before, it says, use both lanes, use both lanes. I'm like, that's great. And then it says very specifically, do not merge until the merge point. Basically saying, hey, I know that we're in Oklahoma And your instinct is telling you need to get over immediately as soon as you know that there's a merge point ahead. But we don't want you to do that. We want you to use the zipper to keep all lanes open until the merge point. So, and then you get to the merge point and it says, that once again, the big signs say, merge now. You know, merge at the merge point and be nice. Literally says this. Be nice. Take turns. Right? Like, wow. Okay. So point being, hey, we know you're Oklahomans. We know you want to get over. Don't do that. Stay in both lanes all the way to the merge point, then merge. Okay? Now, here's the interesting part. Oklahomans, we're going to override this. So what we do is people get in the middle and they block, right? They're like, oh, nobody's going to cut in front of me. You know, that's just the worst thing that could ever happen. Somebody cutting around us, getting, they think they're better than me. So what do? We block them. Right. Somebody gets over and they're like the hero of the other group. You know, it's like you're deciding on teams and there's teams, you know, first come, first serve. We're all going to wait in line and be good boys and girls. And then there's team. I just want to get up to the front as fast as possible. And I don't care what that means. So to the us on the we're good boys and girls and no one cuts team. The people blocking are our heroes. Right. Especially you get a big truck doing this. Oh, it's the best, man. It's really hard to get around a big truck like 18 wheeler. So they're blocking, and I'm like, whoa, bro, it says use both lanes. They're trying to tell us to go up. So it wasn't that big of a deal of going down to Texas, but when we're coming back, got stuck in a long line, and I'm telling you, hey, stay in that left lane. Stay in the left lane. And so we get to a point, we're probably like, I don't know, a mile or so from the merge point, and people are doing that. They're getting over. They're blocking the middle lane. And it's frustrating. I totally agree. And Jeff kind of gets a little frustrated. He honks the horn at this guy in an SUV. And I said, you know what? I want to talk to this guy. I got to talk to him. You know, I feel like if I could talk to him, I could reason with him. I could explain my situation, what we're trying to do here. And I'm gonna campaign and we're gonna change everybody's mind. So he pulls over a little bit into his lane. And then Jeff gets up alongside him. And Jeff's driving. I'm in the passenger side. So I roll down my window. Now the guy sees us coming. Like he can kind of see we're pulling on. I think he saw me rolling down my window. He rolls down his window. And I assume, I think most of us would. You nod your head, Ken, if you think I'm right. I think he's assuming this guy's going to pull up and he's going to chew me out. He's going to give me an earful. What do you think, Ken?
I think he was ready to give you an earful.
Okay, maybe so. Absolutely. Maybe he was too.
Or shoot you.
I think he rolled, he maybe.
This is Texas, Oklahoma.
I know it is. So I don't care. So we pull up alongside him and I immediately start talking and it's a guy in his 40s probably, similar to my age. I'm 48. And it looks like he's got his wife in there or mistress. I don't know. I don't know. Relationship, a woman. And maybe kids in the back seat. I don't even know. I don't remember seeing his dark tent. So I'm telling the guy, I'm like, hey, we're not trying to be jerks. We're not trying to get ahead. We're just using both lanes. It's telling us to use both lanes. And the guy's nice. He's nice. He says, I understand that. But the problem is everyone else is doing what I'm doing. They're just blocking. So this isn't working. The method that they're trying is just not working. So, and I'm kind of like thinking to myself, well, it's working because you and everyone else is thinking that. And then you're working against the system instead of for the system. So anyway, I think I did a pretty good job of de-escalating the situation. The point that the guy's like, hey, listen, I'll let you in front of me, you know, here in just a few feet when it's time to merge. I was like, okay, well, thank you. But I'm like, he still wasn't understanding what I was saying. I didn't sway him to my side. But that's okay. That's okay. So point being, if we were in Texas, they would have had zero problem. First of all, they don't need to put up those signs in Texas because everyone uses every single lane until the very last minute in Texas, period. You could say opposite. You could say merge now, well ahead, and people would not do it for the most part. I'm not saying everyone, but people on the whole, the average person, would not. They're like, no, forget that. I'm going all the way up until I need to get in, and then I'll finally get in. And if somebody let me in, I'll just force my way in. That's a Texas driver more than an Oklahoma driver. There's your difference. And that's a fact, okay? Whether you're from Texas or Oklahoma, I think most people would probably agree with that. And in fairness, okay, I want to be fair, because a lot of them would probably give this reasoning for it. But there are much larger cities in Texas I know I'm getting away from the mic. 25 minutes. I was looking at the time. There are much larger cities in Texas, and there's certainly more a sense of go-getters, of dog-eat-dog, yuppies. It's definitely more of a rat race situation. What do you think about that, Ken?
Aggressive.
Aggressive is another word. I don't think people...
Well,
but
look at it this way.
Okay, let me hear it.
There's more people in the city of Houston than there is in the whole state of Oklahoma.
I get it. And they deal with traffic all the time.
Yes, it's traffic. If you sat and waited around, you never would get anything done.
Driving is a very active sport, if you will, for them. It's an active game. Whereas for us, it's simply a A to B method of transportation. And so I understand it. When you're in that environment, you know, as you are indefinitely, you develop that mindset of I've got to be aggressive when I'm driving. So I'm teasing when I say they're not as friendly, but they're not as friendly in traffic because of that reason. So anyway, I thought it was pretty interesting, though, how Oklahoma, the state, the Department of Transportation, is essentially saying we realize that Oklahomans are this way. And we also realize that it's inefficient to go down to one lane like this, and it slows everyone. We all pay the price because it takes more time for all of us to get through those points. And so they're saying, hey, we're going to spend a lot of money on all these signs and encourage you and tell you how to do this properly, the zipper method. And yet we still don't do it. It's like we just can't do it as because there's something internally in us that says, hey, you're cheating, you're getting in front, you're doing wrong by these people. And so I don't know. I don't bless their hearts to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation. I don't know how you're going to change public opinion. Start a whole ad campaign, maybe. But anyway, it's very interesting. I think it's a very interesting social situation.
The views from the host do not necessarily fit with the views of Golden Ladle Productions.
Thank you for inserting that. We're on 27 minutes. We gotta start wrapping up. So anyway, just a little story I wanted to share, and I thought that was interesting. We'll have more of those. We're going to have a lot of hot takes, if you will, Shane's hot takes, and a lot of other episodes. But anyway, so I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, you don't ever have to talk about it again. But okay, so occasionally, I'm not going to say on a regular basis, it might just be a special treat.
Every time.
We're going to do a little segment that we have initially called Chicken Song Time. About time. Chicken Song Time with K-Man. And it's going to be, Ken is going to sing, and I'm using quotations with my fingers, you can't see it, but just imagine it, a song. And as if a chicken were singing, he will chicken bawk, I guess, the song, and it will be my job to guess the song. Now, if you know anything about us, Ken knows a lot about music, and I know very little about music. So this should be entertaining. At least to the two of us, this is going to be fun. So without further ado, here's our initial segment.
Well, we're going to start off with the softball, or as the the chicken would say, ba 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 ba.
I don't know what you just said, but yeah, I'm with you. Okay, I got it. And my ribs hurt, so it hurts to laugh right now. It's Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Don't hurt yourself. Is that it? Just one song per segment? We're done?
That's it.
Okay. All right. That was an easy one, especially for a child of the 80s. Very, very easy. But anyway, we don't have to pay royalties on that, do we?
Probably.
Are they still alive? The guys from Journey?
Absolutely.
Steve Perry doesn't sing with Journey, though, does he?
No.
Yeah, it's some Filipino dude now, right?
Arnel Panetta.
Oh, he's fantastic, like though. But I don't even know if they still tour or not.
Yeah, they do.
If you guys tour, we love you. Please don't get upset with us for chicken bawking your song. It's a tribute. And we're not making any money, so there you go.
Shout out.
So ended the segment. All right, so thanks for listening, or not, if you didn't.
Thanks, parents-in-law.
Yeah. And Roger, I hope you're having a good day. I hope you've had fun listening to the first shout out you've ever received on a podcast. So pretty cool. I'd like to. I'll be signing autographs later outside Ken's studio here at Golden Ladle Productions. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Golden Ladle Studios, Golden Ladle Productions.
Okay. I hope you enjoy it, and hopefully here in 2 weeks or so, we'll have another installment available with a different story. Maybe traffic, maybe not. I don't know. It won't always be traffic, but I drive a lot, so a lot of things in traffic annoy me. So it might be a lot of traffic, but there will be other things involved too, as well as apparently every time now, Chicken Song with K-Man. So don't miss that. Don't miss that. But In Shane and the Membrane out.